100.7 KSLX. All right, I'm looking forward to talking. We got an X-ray tech on the phone with us.
Oh,
from
great.
One
Perfect.
Of the local hospitals.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the drunk driving accident involving the scooter. Those scooters that you can't avoid now if you're anywhere in Scottsdale, Tempe. Hell, or even in Mesa now. They're all over the place.
They're all over, and we've had our first DUI. A guy was 0.285. That's 3.5 times the legal limit.
Well, the bar's been set, kids.
On one of those scooters. And he actually, you know, roamed into traffic. He veered into traffic and rear-ended a car.
Hard to believe with a 285 blood, you know, yeah. blood. And, I was going to call it GPA.
Yeah.
Like that was his academic achievement.
And then he fled the scene, but
right.
they wound up catching him. But these scooters are bringing you some new clientele?
Every weekend, I get maybe one or two guys who do a face plant right onto the concrete, and then they get sent to us and eventually to me and CAT scan and end up scanning them, and most of them end up bruises or fracturing their jaws.
Yeah. Do they come in? Do they all have very big, ugly beards and pork pie hats?
Yeah, there is either that or they've got the little douchebag goatee. You know,
right. And do they have to check their vape pipes at the door?
You know, I walked in one time to get somebody, and he was bleeding from the nose, but he had that vape pin in his mouth.
So here's another question. Are those D-bags still wearing the spin doctor's stocking cap with the little strings down the side too?
Yeah, or their little, a couple guys with the dreadlocks and the rainbow knit caps and
yeah.
Yes. Yes. Your point actually is, despite all the jokes, is that we're going to start seeing more and more of these injuries, basically.
Well, most of them go unreported is what's happening.
Yeah.
I've seen one guy with his little Bud Light beer can in one hand, and he's scooting down the street one-handed. I'm like, I give it about 30 minutes.
Yep. Great.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. That was Dave checking in. But, you know, joking aside, they're going to have to do something in terms of regulations for those deals. You know, that and also the bicycles that you can rent. And you only rent them for, you know, a few blocks. And then you leave them where you know, wherever you land, wherever you're going, you leave them. You take a picture, you send it to the company, and they're like, okay, that's a cool place to leave it. People can find it there. And then somebody else comes along and uses it. I think it's all credit card operated or, you know, with your phone, that kind of deal.
Yeah, well, you know, it's inevitable that these things are going to cause somebody to die. And, you know, we talked about this before, and it's, again, it's tragic. It's not like we're joking about it, but remember when the driverless car killed the guy on the bicycle because the driver wasn't paying attention, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, the woman, yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't have anything to do with that because you're driving it yourself. But if you're driving it while you're intoxicated, there are no rules for these things yet.
Right.
They're all over the place. You know, old ladies are trying to walk down the street and somebody zips by them on one of these scooters. Someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, really hurt.
It's happening already. This guy says every weekend he sees a couple of them. So
yeah. That's the other thing is those statistics are going unreported. Like, you got to assume that the Department of Safety has got to be monitoring this stuff to see how many accidents are happening.
I saw so many of them out this weekend in Scottsdale. I was thinking, and we were talking on the phone over the weekend, I was like, somebody, you know, there has to be some regulation. Somebody's going to get a DUI on one of these, and boom, we got our first one ever.
So. Yeah, well, it happened before we even thought of it, so, you know.
Right. So we've got timeout for Spanish standing by. We got Renaissance Festival tickets for our winner today. You got to be caller number 7. Give us a buzz at 480-470-KSLX.